Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. Lots happening all in the one place. Do they see each other on the tarmac when they're leaving later that afternoon?
Do they do a friendly wave?
Yeah, hey. Actually, they should just meet together and campaign together. Make this really saucy.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. In for Vince Petrano, here's Eric Bilstad.
And a good morning to you, Eric, along with Michelle Richards. Hi, Michelle.
Good morning.
Vince is out. Vince is back Monday. Lots to get to today. Today, Michelle, is an historic day here in Wisconsin. History is being made today.
And possibly logistical chaos.
Yes, add that to the list for sure. So in Eau Claire, two presidential campaign stops at the same time.
Like exactly the same time.
In the EC, we have Vice President Kamala Harris along with her new running mate, Tim Walz.
Thank you, Madam Vice President, for the trust you put in me, but maybe more so, thank you for bringing back the joy.
That was Walz on Tuesday being introduced as the VP candidate and Republican Vice Presidential candidate, Senator J.D. Vance.
Tim Walz's record is a joke. He's been one of the most far-left radicals in the entire United States government at any level.
So both of them will be in Eau Claire this afternoon. So Harris, Walz, and Vance. Not at the same place, though.
Same time, though, right?
Same time, yeah.
Like within minutes of each other?
So Vance is expected to speak at Wollard International. It's a manufacturer of airport ground equipment. That'll be around 1 o'clock today. Later that same hour, Harris and Walz are expected to campaign at the Event District, which is about a six-minute drive away. So you could actually hit both if you wanted to. Two campaign stops at the same time in the same city. Eau Claire Police Department Chief Matt Rokas speaking to WEAU-TV.
The U.S. Secret Service's primary responsibility is protecting the candidates. With both events occurring in the city of Eau Claire, we'll have a big role in supporting that. We're relying on the help of our law enforcement partners in the region and also working very hard to ensure the safety of the attendees at both events.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting. Lots happening all in the one place. Do they see each other on the tarmac when they're leaving later that afternoon?
Do they do a friendly wave?
Yeah, hey. Actually, they should just meet together and campaign together. Make this really saucy. That'd be more fun. Anyway, much more on this. I was trying to figure out, and I couldn't find if this has ever happened before. When you've had two candidates this far along in the process, I guess three candidates if you include Walz, all in the same space at the same time in Wisconsin, campaigning for an election that's just a couple of months away. I don't know. Pretty unique situation taking place in Eau Claire today. 6:14, lots to get to in sports. It was just about perfect in Atlanta. Greg has got it next.
Now, time for a sports update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Greg Hill.
Okay, so I've been doing sports for a better part of a week and a half right now.
Okay.
And I've been waiting to say this. I've been waiting to play this. And I finally get to it. It's for good reason. Brewers Braves last night. Ball race. Yes, thankfully.
Yes.
Finally. What do you want? What highlight do you want? It's early. Since it's early, we'll start with the early surge. First inning, Willie Adames.
1-0 pitch, and that's drilled out to center. Going back is Kelnick. At the track, at the wall, it'll fly. Willie Adames with a two-run shot, and the Brewers out to a fast start in Atlanta.
Indeed, offense rolling. Lane Grindle on the call on WTMJ. William Contreras had a great night, 3-for-4 at the plate, 4 RBI. Colin Ray, 7 shutout innings, 9 strikeouts.
Boat race.
Indeed, that's a career high, by the way. It was a boat race in Atlanta, 10-0. The Brewers take game one against the Braves. The Crew keep it rolling tonight. Our Brewers Radio Network game day coverage starts at 5:45 this evening. Freddie Peralta on the hill for the Crew, taking on Chris Sale once
Barrel
again.
Roll.
By the way, magic number, 45. Just something to keep track of.
Here we go.
Okay, on the gridiron, Packers have another open practice today for the public. A great day to go to practice for sure. Weather should be beautiful. The prep for the first preseason game of the year continues. The Packers take on the Cleveland Browns on Saturday. Expect to see the starters out there, at least for a little bit. Here's Coach LaFleur.
The last thing we want to do is put guys at risk. I mean, there's an inherent risk, right, every time you go out on the field, but we'll be smart with them. But at the same time, I do think just the preparation of getting ready for a game is invaluable.
So for how long, we don't really know. I wouldn't anticipate anything more than just the first drive. At least that'll at least be the case for QB Jordan Love. Maybe some other skill position players stay out there a little longer, but don't hold your breath on that. 3:25 kickoff scheduled against the Browns in Cleveland on Saturday. An Olympic check-in. Is this enough for you, Eric Bilstad? 86 medals for the United States.
All right.
24 golds. Still,
Okay, that's getting closer to where I would like it to be.
Plenty of gold left on the table. Women's basketball taking on Nigeria this afternoon at 2. We got women's soccer going to the final round. We got men's basketball moving on to the semis. We got women's basketball trying to move on to the semis. I mean, more gold is on the way for the United States. All right, do you want to talk about your steeplechase? Or I'm sorry, your 1500 meter?
I was blown away. I've never watched a 1500 meter, which is basically the mile, watching a mile run. I've never been that more excited before for a track race than seeing Cole Hawker, the American, shock the world with that win.
Just electric coming from behind and just coming out of nowhere.
An amazing race. If you can find it on YouTube, watch it. It's 3 minutes worth of your time. I just made Michelle watch it, and she loved every minute
of it. It was very exciting.
Thank you. Rolling on in Paris for the Summer Olympics. She's been joining us every morning around this time. ABC's Inez de la Catera. She's following the Olympics closely. Hey, Inez, do you know anything about this Romanian gymnast controversy that has erupted now over the Americans and what happened on the floor?
Yeah, it's a bit of a bummer. So basically during the floor final, the Romanian gymnast was in third place, so she was set to take the bronze. But Jordan Chiles ended up getting the bronze, and that's because Team USA's coach asked for what's called an inquiry into her score. She felt that Jordan hadn't gotten the points she deserved for in terms of difficulty and how complicated her routine was. And so the judges reviewed that, and they did revise Jordan's score, and that's what bumped her up to third place and bumped down the Romanian. And so Jordan did take home the bronze. When it comes to the Romanian, though, her coaches have now reviewed her performance and say she got a deduction in her score that she wrongly got it, that she, you know, that she hadn't actually made the mistake that she was being accused of making. And so they're trying to kind of appeal that. And, you know, had she not been given that deduction, she would have gotten the bronze. So there's been a lot of back and forth there. Unfortunately, I don't see anything, changing. In terms of, you know, the medals have been given out. So I don't know how they're going to handle that. But yeah, there's been quite a bit of controversy there, a lot of social media chatter about, the judges and whether they've, kind of messed up in the floor final.
Joining us now live from ABC is Inez de la Catera. Okay, so I'm not that crazy of a person when it comes to watching track and field, Inez. I fully admit it. But I've never seen a mile run or a 1500 meter run that exciting in my life than what I watched last night.
Yeah, certainly a one to watch. The 1500 meter final for the men's, an absolute stunner. It was Cole Hawker who won the gold there with an Olympic record time, so all the more. And then American Yared Nuguse took home the bronze. It was a stacked field and, really great for Team USA there to get those two medals. Quite an exciting race. I agree. I'm also on the same page as you, where track and field is not necessarily my field of expertise, but it is, at the Olympics, it has certainly been full of emotions. On the women's side yesterday, we also had Gabby Thomas winning the gold in the 200-meter final. That was very exciting. She beat the St. Lucia's Julian Alfred, who you'll remember won the gold in the 100-meter final. That had come as a big surprise. She beat out Sha'Carri Richardson, who had been favored to win the gold. So the fact that Gabby Thomas yesterday was able to win against her, I think that, you know, made it all the more satisfying. It was a bit of a redemption for Team USA.
Seems like there are so many races and so many, you know, like swim meets. Personally, I'm getting a little bit of Olympic fatigue, unfortunately.
Well, oh no!
So I'm guess I'm just looking for, like, what are some of the more unique events that I could tune into? I know there's been like discus and shot put, and, you know, things that I would never ever watch outside of the Olympics.
So you've got today, you've got artistic swimming, the artistic swimming team acrobatic routine. So I think that's one to watch. I don't know if you're into that.
Is that like synchro?
Something kind of. Yeah.
Is that different than synchro?
I think it's like synchro. I think it's slightly different, but I think it's more or less, you know, dancing and routines, and it's a bunch of different teammates kind of working together to put on these beautiful performances. So yeah, similar to synchro.
You know what you're going to like, Michelle? I'm not sure which day it starts, but the modern day pentathlon. That's the one with
the one now?
It's you ride a horse, you swim, you run, you fence, and you fire a pistol.
You're making that up.
I am not making it up. Inez knows what I'm talking about.
Is this real?
I actually don't, but I was at Versailles yesterday for the equestrian event, and they did have a pool there right by the arena where the horses were competing in. So that makes sense now. It's probably for that event.
Yeah, it's coming up later this week.
I'm on board.
That one's different. ABC's Inez de la Cantera, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, there is something to that. There's a couple of things. I have to admit, and I said this earlier in the week, I love Snoop Dogg. Love him. He's my guy. But I have to admit, I'm getting a little... I don't need so much Snoop in my life when I'm watching Olympic coverage, but it's fine. It's okay.
He's like the Olympic sweetheart now.
How much did you say he's making? He's making a ton of money over there.
Like $500,000 a day.
Oh, man.
He's working.
Well done.
But man.
No, hey, good on you, man, Snoop. That's awesome. Good on you. All right. It is 6:28. It wasn't perfect, but it was darn near close. That story at 6:45.
Workers at a shelter in Tennessee recently got a little bit of a surprise when they received a new litter of kittens. They were found abandoned in a box. Well, one of those kittens, Eric, had a few more ears than is typical for a cat.
Okay.
Four. Cat has four ears. So two of them look like large, you know, normal ears. They're forward facing.
Okay.
And then there's two like miniature ears almost facing backwards.
I wonder if they work. Do we know if they have like little eardrums? And
that I don't know.
The cat here in stereo times two?
Well, speaking of stereo, they named it Audio.
Oh, there you go.
Audio is this cat's name.
Do we know why this happened?
It's a very rare genetic mutation.
It's kind of cool.
It is cool. And it's garnering all this attention for this shelter that's had a lot of problems recently with like flooding and structural issues and needing people to adopt kittens in particular. They need like 150 adoptions a month in order to keep up with their
all
supply,
the cats,
I guess.
Yeah.
But
that's
they're
nice.
Getting all kinds of attention now because of this little guy. And
so who gets the kitty?
He's not up for adoption yet. He's still kind of being monitored by doctors, but you can bet there's going to be a long line of people wanting to nab this little cutie.
Super cool. 6:38. Wisconsin's Morning News, Eric Bilstad, along with Michelle Richards. Vince Vetrano is off. It's the State Fair Scoop. Of course, the Wisconsin State Fair taking place today. Joining us on the WTMJ hotline is Christy Chuckle from the fair. Christy, tonight's the big night, right? This is the big Governor Blue Ribbon Livestock Auction tonight.
It is. We start off with all of those junior market, you know, the shows today, mm-hmm. and then the grand champion drive, and then we go into the Governor's Blue Ribbon Livestock Auction tonight. So you need a ticket to get on the floor of the auction, but if you want to just watch it from the stands, you can do that as well. It's always a lot of fun.
Speaking of tickets, how can I save a little money today?
Meijer Day. So you can still, even today, you can go to Meijer. I talked to someone last night who bought their school supplies there. So go to Meijer, spend $40, I think it is, and then you get into the fair for just $5 today, and Meijer will be there in Central Park doing some fun things as well.
Christy, have you been to every nook and cranny of the fair now that we're getting into it?
I think I finally have. I took a little time yesterday and the day before. Those first 4 days are just crazy. But yesterday I walked around a little. I actually saw the circus. The show is new this year, so I wanted to see that. And yeah, I just kind of went through all the barns and the Canine Sports Arena, and it's looking great. It's a lot of fun. I'm so excited about the weather, too. We just have to talk about it again.
Absolutely.
It's supposed to be beautiful.
Yeah, the weather's going to be great the rest of the run. This is going to be perfect. Any reminders for State Fair goers? Anything they should be thinking of?
You know what? It's not going to rain anymore, so we don't need to talk about umbrellas. If it does get a little warm, get in those buildings. But no, I just say go online, wistatefair.com, check out the deals. There's still some great deals, and check out the schedules and get down there and have fun. We're, you know, more than halfway through already.
And it is a pretty cool event to see the livestock auction. If you get a chance, if you're there today, just stop by the Coliseum there and see that. It's just pretty neat to see that in person.
Yeah, it is. It's very exciting.
Christy Chuckle from the Wisconsin State Fair, thank you so much.
Thank you.
6:44, we have big news in sports. What a night for the crew. Greg's got it in sports next.
Now, time for a sports update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Greg Hill.
We got a code red in Atlanta. And he threw 7 scoreless innings and 9 strikeouts. Check it out.
Trying to strike out the side in order is Colin Ray. Wind up in the pitch. Swing and a miss. He blew him away with high heat, and he did strike out the side. 1, then 2, then 3.
Yeah, Josh Maurer on the call. Colin Ray, codename Code Red, pitched a beaut last night. That coupled with 2 home runs by Willy Adames, called 2.
1-0 pitch, swing and a fly ball to center. Backing up is Kelnick, still going back. Kelnick all the way to the wall. It is gone once again for Willy Adames. His second 2-run home run of the first 3 innings of this series.
All of that, a recipe that added up to a Brewers race.
Yes.
In Atlanta. We talked 10-0.
Barrel roll.
Indeed, the Brewers take the first of a 3-game set. The second game is tonight. First pitch set for 6:20. Our Brewers Radio Network game day coverage starts at 5:45 this evening. Freddy Peralta toes the rubber for the crew tonight in Truist Park. Open practices continue today for the Packers, and attention is being pointed to the first of 3 dress rehearsals, the first against the Browns on Saturday. We got football this weekend, everybody. Good news. We'll see the starters. Now, the question is, for how long? That we will have to wait and see. Jordan Love was asked about it at his locker room. So listen to this. The question was, if you do well in the first series, do you think that'll be enough to take you off the field?
Hopefully, yeah. That's the goal.
Okay, so then a question went by, and then the reporter brought it back. If you do well after the first series, what do you think, Jordan? You think you'll be done?
I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully.
Okay, so I don't know if Buddy really wants to play preseason. Not saying I can blame him, given the injuries, and maybe he doesn't want to be exactly his predecessor as far when it comes to preseason games.
I like him playing a little bit. Get some snaps in. That's not bad.
I'm with you. One series, I mean, if anything, like, again, to tell you that your O-line needs work if your quarterback gets hurt when it's on the field, you know what I mean? Like, you will have a takeaway, although not ideal. Deal. But again, we got football this weekend. It's Packers-Browns 3:25 kickoff in Cleveland.
History is being made today in Wisconsin, in a city that's not always the first one you think of when you think of the Badger State. We explain next. Big day today in the Wisconsin city of Eau Claire. 2 presidential campaign stops in the same city. At the same time, Vice President Kamala Harris, along with her new running mate Tim Walz, will be in Eau Claire, as will Republican vice presidential candidate Senator J.D. Vance. So much going on all at the same time in Little EC. Joining us now on the WTMJ hotline is the city manager of Eau Claire, Stephanie Hirsch. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Boy, what a day for you guys today. Is the city prepared?
We're prepared. We're excited. We're really happy that people will be coming and putting the city of Eau Claire in the national spotlight.
Stephanie, we were discussing this. Eau Claire obviously has had visits before, but has this ever happened where you've had 2 on the same day?
I believe actually there were at one point 3 different presidential candidates, and that was even more crazy, although it was probably earlier in the campaign.
What kind of things has your office been trying to organize or strategize in terms of preparing for these visits?
Well, the city manager's office is not really involved in the preparations, but the police department has been the key point, and they are coordinating with the federal government, the Secret Service, and all the other public safety agencies in the region. It's kind of an all hands on deck for the whole area, including fire and rescue. We run ambulance service for most of the county, so there will also be ambulances on call. And it's a really complicated logistics challenge for them. I think it's both interesting and stressful to try to manage, but we have, in my opinion, one of the best police departments in the country, and they're really on top of it. I'm about to go into a briefing where they're talking about the plans for the day.
Ooh, very nice. Eau Claire City Manager Stephanie Hirsch joining us on WTMJ. So logistically, too, I mean, the campaign stops are going to be close enough. I mean, it's really like 6 minutes apart from each other, both in the 1 o'clock hour. I mean, really, could even catch both of them if someone really wanted to.
I understand that there's going to be a very long wait to get into the location, so that might not be advised, but you might be able to see the motorcade and the cars go by. And yeah, just in general, we're just really happy to have them coming, both campaigns, and get to experience Eau Claire. And we love it when people come from, whether they're vice presidential candidates or residents from Milwaukee or Minneapolis or anywhere, where they come and get to enjoy how awesome Eau Claire is to visit.
Yeah, why do you think they chose Eau Claire versus, you know, in any bigger towns in the state?
That's a good question. I know that Eau Claire is the biggest city basically in the top half of the state. So we're about the largest community in about a 100-mile radius next to Minneapolis. So we do kind of represent the center of north central Wisconsin. And so maybe that's why. It's also beautiful. They probably wanted to come because it's such a beautiful place to visit. And the weather's great today.
Mm-hmm. And the weather's perfect. Stephanie Hirsch joining us, the city manager of Eau Claire. You don't have a mayor in Eau Claire, which makes you guys a little unique. Is that right?
That's right. So we have I serve as the executive of the city, so I manage the departments. And then we have a council president, Emily Berge, and she's actually greeting the vice president when she gets off the airplane this morning at our local airport. So she and the other council members are the political arm of the city, and I'm more of just manage the workload.
So you're the important one, Stephanie. You're the one that does all the work.
Well, that would kind of work too. It's just a different type, but I can't do anything political. I'm just the nuts and bolts type of things.
That sounds good to me. Thank you for doing it. Thank you for the hard work you're doing behind the scenes. It's oftentimes, I'll say it, you don't have to, the more important job. Stephanie, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Stephanie Hirsch, the city manager of Eau Claire. Big day today with Vice President Kamala Harris along with Tim Walz. They're going to be at one stop in the 1 o'clock hour. And 6 minutes away, also in the 1 o'clock hour, Republican Vice Presidential Candidate Senator J.D. Vance will also be speaking. Doesn't happen every day, and it's happening right here in Wisconsin.
So if you live in Eau Claire, you're either, you know, a big political supporter and you're going to go to one of these events, or you're going to stay as far away as you possibly can, right?
I just want to go to work.